This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Family reports 29-year-old Alexis Shuler missing after days no contact. Marilyn Cox performed a search warrant at her boyfriend Devontae Gray's home and noticed an odd smell. They blame it on dirty conditions in the home. Then investigators review neighbor's surveillance footage and see Gray bringing heavy construction materials into the home. Second visit, they find a makeshift tomb under his stairs, concealing a storage container with Alexis's remains inside.
Nancy, Alexis shared one of her three children with Gray, and her mother says she warned her to be careful around him, as she always had a feeling something was off. Gray admits that he killed Shuler. Officers believe the murder occurred during a dispute between the couple. Gray covered the storage container in soil and hay before encasing it in concrete underneath the stairs. Gray then framed in the area and put up drywall using fake bricks.
Devontae Gray, 30, now charged with murder. A man staying in a Florida motel orders a pizza and is shocked when the delivery driver rolls her eyes at the amount of tip and storms off. He brushes the incident off, but late that night, he hears someone bust through the door of his room. Delivery driver Brianna Avello attacks him with a knife, while her associate, armed with a gun, finds the man's wallet. The man calls 911. When they leave, Brianna Avello, 22, captured, charged with attempted murder, kidnap, ag assault. The cohort involved, still unidentified, all over a pizza delivery tip. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A pivotal hearing in Idaho could impact the prosecution of Brian Koberger, charged with the murders of four University of Idaho students in November of 2022. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner examines the defense's claims and the stakes for this high-profile case.
The trial of Brian Koberger, accused of killing four University of Idaho students, faces a major challenge as hearings are now underway. Koberger's defense team is seeking to exclude evidence they claim stems from unconstitutional investigative methods. Prosecutors used investigative genetic genealogy, or IGG, to identify Koberger as a suspect. The technique involves uploading crime scene DNA to public genealogy databases to find relatives. The defense argues this violated constitutional rights, saying the case would not exist without IGG. DNA found on a knife sheath at the scene linked Koberger to the crime, but his attorneys also allege misconduct in securing search warrants for his home, car, and phone. Details of these claims remain sealed. Prosecutors maintain the IGG process was legal and argue that DNA left at a crime scene carries no expectation of privacy. The judge has restricted public access to much of the case, citing concerns about pretrial publicity affecting the jury. A coalition of news organizations is pushing for more transparency, but the court remains firm. With trials set for August, the outcome of these hearings could significantly shape the case.
As the court weighs critical evidentiary issues, questions about genetic investigations and privacy loom large. Crime Online will keep you updated on this developing story. A former Arkansas police officer has been charged in connection with the violent assault of a handcuffed inmate, an incident caught on video last year. 29-year-old Joseph Tucker Harris, a former Jonesboro police officer, was arrested on charges of aggravated assault, filing a false report, and third-degree battery. He was released on a $15,000 bond. Harris was fired last August after dashcam footage revealed him repeatedly punching, elbowing and slamming a car door on the head of detainee Billy Lee Corum. The incident occurred as Corum, wearing a hospital gown, was being transported back to jail in Craighead County. The video shows Corum choking himself with a seatbelt while in the patrol car. Harris pulls over, strikes Corum multiple times, and later slams the door on his head. Corum had been hospitalized after reportedly ingesting fentanyl and fleeing in panic. Corum has filed a federal lawsuit against Harris, the city of Jonesboro, and the police chief alleging violation of his constitutional rights. The trial is set for May 2026.
Thanks, John. Justin Corsi, 35, stops by a gas station, Salem, Kentucky, speaks to an employee, but that December conversation is the last time he spoke directly with anyone. He was driving his grandma's vehicle at the time. A month later, the car found abandoned 11 miles from a paved road at a national forest in Utah. That's 22 hours away from Kentucky. No activity on his bank account or phone. This case classified as endangered missing. Justin, white male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 170 pounds, beard, last seen wearing glasses, burgundy and gray striped shirt, gray carpenter pants. If you have info on Justin Corsi, contact McCracken County Sheriff's 270-444-4719. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best, with your help, to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.